The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson of KGLA in Algona and Aaron Summers with the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
I guess, first off, maybe just talk about, things going on right now for you in Washington. I know it's a busy time, but I guess talk about what's going on right now for you.
Well, right now, can you believe this? We're on appropriation bills. So many times over the last several years, we've never been on individual appropriation bills. We've always operated government under a continuing resolution or an omnibus appropriation bill. So this week and next week are going to be devoted to appropriation bills. Now, not all 12 of the appropriation bills will be done, but that's going to be our consideration for now. And then judges and sub-cabinet confirmations worked in between. I don't know of another issue that might come up, unless it would be sanctions on Turkey as one example of something that could come up. And then the question is out there, since we've got, this is the third week we're back. We've still got this week and three other weeks before we break for 1 week for Thanksgiving. So I don't know what's going to fill out the rest of those 3 weeks. But the question is, are we going to have a trial under articles of impeachment that might be voted on by the House of Representatives? I don't know, but 2 weeks ago, it was a discussion in the Republican and Democrat caucuses that December was going to be taken up mostly by that trial if the House moves on impeachment. And when we meet on impeachment, we've got to meet 6 days out of seven. So we won't be doing much else except just being a jury in the case of impeachment. I'm hoping that we can get up Mexico-Canadian trade agreement and prescription drugs. I think it's probably more realistic to think that we might work in USMCA than it would be prescription drugs, but both of those things need to be done, and they're both things that I'm involved in because I'm chairman of the committee. Aaron Summers.
You mentioned the Mexico-Canada trade agreement. I mean, what do you think is sort of slowing that down? I know that would be a really important one to get passed, or kind of what are the next hurdles to get that taken care of?
I hope we're in the tail end of those next hurdles. Those next hurdles actually started the last of July, probably not too much done in August because of the Congress wasn't in session in August, but September and October, negotiating between Lighthizer, our trade representative and ambassador for trade, negotiating all of our trade agreements, including USMCA, working with the Democrats to overcome some of their objections that they had in the areas of labor, environment, enforcement, and intellectual property. I think those negotiations are going pretty good, but I've always been very positive about getting it done pretty soon, all since last June. So when I met with Speaker Pelosi, I think she really is sincerely wants to get to yes on it. But now, for the first time, I gave a pessimistic approach to it in a speech a week ago, that if you want to go to grassley.senate.gov, you can get a copy of my speech. It's only about a 5-minute speech, where I'm getting nervous about it not getting done now and going into next year. And if it gets into next year or presidential election year, the chances of getting it passed are a lot less than if we can do it yet this fall. Brian?
You mentioned prescription drugs there, Senator, and that might get on the back burner depending on what happens with the impeachment proceedings. But I guess talk about that process right now and what you would like to see done if you could get to that maybe before the new year.
Well, I don't know whether we can get to it before the new year, but I can give you an update. Bill got out of my committee 19-9, various ways of reducing prescription drugs, and would save the taxpayers about $100 and some billion. It would be fiscally responsible. It would reduce out-of-pocket costs. It would reduce premiums. It might even have, CBO says it would have a positive impact on the commercial market. I think capping out-of-pocket costs for seniors would be, giving them some peace of mind would be a very important goal. And that bill got out of my committee 19-9. I think we might team it up with a bill out of another committee that does some health legislation, particularly surprise billing, but it does a lot of other things, and then team it up with some bills that got out of a judiciary that will get generic drugs on the market faster. Right now, it looks like our leader is reluctant to bring it up on the floor of the United States Senate. That kind of disappoints me because I think I'm hearing so much from Iowans about prescription drug prices that everybody else in their various states are hearing about it, that Republicans are going to need this bill to have a good platform for re-electing senators and maintaining control of the United States Senate. So I hope he'll rethink his reluctance to bring it up. But in order to speed that along, there's three things I'm trying to do. One, get the president to be more personally involved. The White House is backing my bill now, but I want more direct involvement by the president of the United States. I've got to get more Republican sponsors in the United States Senate, and I hope to work out the differences between Republicans and Democrats, between the House and Senate, so that we can get the House to pass a bill that's closer to mine, and I think that'll force the hand of the leadership in the United States Senate. Aaron?
What are some of the differences right now with regards to that bill between the House and the Senate?
Well, it's actually, I said that there's a lot of differences. Actually, the differences are pretty minor compared to how the other parts of it. There's a lot of similarity between the bills, but there is one big difference. Maybe there's more than one big one, but the biggest one is this, and I'll just give you this one example. The House of Representatives wants the government to set drug prices. I can't get that through the United States Senate. So what I've done to keep down the price of prescription drugs, and it's a bipartisan agreement in the United States Senate between Senator Wyden, the leader of the Democrats, and I'm chairman of the committee, we compromised on making sure that year-over-year increases in drug prices don't increase more than the rate of inflation. Another part of it is that CBO thinks that the Pelosi bill will hurt innovation in these new drugs that you have to have to solve other health problems that we don't have solutions for at this point. Brian Wilson?
Last week, Senator Ernst said that she would ask the EPA leader resign if the biofuel blend promise isn't honored here. I guess, would you kind of support that? I mean, if they don't kind of agree to what the president has asked for?
Well, it's something you said Senator Ernst is suggesting that. I have great respect for Senator Ernst, and she's on the committee that deals with this directly. If she said that, it would be hard for me not to go along with her, although I don't normally suggest people resignation. I try to fight it on the policy basis. But if the general thrust is that she doesn't trust EPA, I don't trust them on this RFS issue either. Aaron, your question is going to have to be the last one.
Sure. Thank you, Senator. What do you think is the next step? You know, as we look at the Ukraine investigation, we talk about whistleblowers. What do you think the American people want to come next in all of this, and what will really help move this to a resolution?
Well, I think a majority of the people support the investigation that you call impeachment inquiry, but that same number of people don't goes so far as to say the president should be removed. So I think that you're going to see the House of Representatives continuing what they're doing on impeachment. Will they actually have articles of impeachment? I don't know. If they do, then I don't have any choice. I got to sit as a juror in the Senate and find the president guilty or not guilty. And it takes a two-thirds vote. I don't think today, I wouldn't see any reason for a two-thirds vote. I would also look at the Constitution and say the Constitution says impeachment is in the case of treason, bribery, high crimes, and other misdemeanors. So far, nothing has been, that I know about, has shown that the president's done any of those things. I think that process has less public support because there's not fairness in the process. It's all being done behind closed doors. And I think Americans can see the unfairness because of this lack of transparency. And when you consider it to the Nixon and the Clinton impeachments, it was all out in the open. So here you've got a situation extremely different and unfair to the president. I think the other thing is you're going to continue to have it's going to affect more than just Ukraine, but you've got the Attorney General and the U.S. Attorney Durham looking into the possibility of crime being committed by our FBI and the intelligence community, and I think some of that's going to get into Ukraine as well as Russia and the Clinton emails and all that stuff.
Thank you, Brian and Aaron, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.